We're doing the book of Hosea, and we're holding towards the end of the book, what's called the 14th chapter, the third pasuk. The Navi had called upon the Jewish people. He beckons and says, "Return to Hashem, for your sins have caused you to stumble." Kichu imachem devarim v'shuvu el Adonai imru elav. Kol tisa avon vekachtov unshalema farim sefateinu kichu imachem devarim. Hashem gives us this message repeatedly throughout the prophets. He says, I don't insist that you bring expensive sacrifices before me. I don't tell you go hunt a lion and bring it before me. No, Hashem says, I don't even ask for a sacrifice. All I ask for is kechu imachem devarim. Take with you words of vidui. Come and confess, admit your sins and repent and do better. Veshuvu al Hashem, and return, Hashem says. Imru elav. Yes, sir.
I think he also wants ruach nisbarim in kesh.
Okay. That's part of tshuva. Imru elav kol tisa avon vekach tov. Say in tefillah before Hashem and ask Hashem to take your sins, so to speak, to be mochel, to forgo your sins, and instead of that, kach tov, that take good actions instead. And that should protect us. Hashem, please, tisa kol avon. Kol tisa avon is like tisa kol avon. Hashem, please, hold all of our sins you should forgo. We want to forgive them. Tisa is like to uplift. Take them off of us. Kol tisa avon is a way of saying kol avonoteinu tislach. Take all of our sins. Vekach tov. And instead of that, take the good that we've done and focus on that, or else an alternate understanding is teach us the way to be good. Unshalema farim sefateinu, and let our lip service be instead of the cows that we really owe as sacrifices. And Chazal said that this pasuk, unshalema farim sefateinu, this pasuk teaches us a rule that holds throughout our days. When we cannot bring a sacrifice, instead of the sacrifice, we could say tefillah, and our tefillah is in place of the sacrifice.
Korbanot?
Instead of the korbanot, correct.
No, so we say the korbanot, right?
Our saying of the korbanot is instead of the korbanot themselves. That's why it says, "Unshalema farim sefateinu." You'll see this verse quoted throughout halacha.
Ah, and we are saying this every morning. It's now no temple, no Ein HaShabbat Midrash, where before Kurban Tamid, then we are reading Kurban Tamid.
Perfect.
Ola.
And that's this quote. That's this pasuk.
Yes.
This pasuk teaches us the concept that with our lips, with our talking, with our recounting of the parshiot of the korbanot, with our recounting of the commandments of the korbanot, Hashem will consider it as though we brought the korbanot.
Yes.
Ashu. Lo yoshienu. And Hashem demands of the people, he says, return to me and recognize that your salvation will not come from the Assyrian Empire. Al sus lo nirkav. Nor will we have faith over the strength of our horses at war. Vilo no marod Eloheinu lema'asei yadeinu asher becha yeruham yatom. And no longer will we consider the things that we fashion with our hands our gods. So the simple understanding is that we will no longer turn to the idols that we ourselves fashion with our hands. The deeper understanding is that sometimes we have faith in our panasah, we have faith in our handiwork, what we can do. We have faith, that's our salvation. No, velo nomarod Eloheinu lemaasei yadeinu. We will cease to look at the work of our hands and say, that is our God. You guys see that we brought milk here. Whoever wants, welcome to open it, just make sure it doesn't spill. Velo nomarod Eloheinu lemaasei yadeinu, asher becha yeruham yatom. because we know that the hope of the orphans is in you, Hashem. And even though the orphan has no one to back him, he doesn't have parents, the orphan doesn't have anyone to take care of him, nonetheless the orphan knows that you'll take care of him. By the same token, we know that no one has control whether they will be orphaned, they won't be orphaned. What's the hope that a person has? He has the hope just like the orphan. He knows that the future isn't in our own hands. So the people say, we will no longer rely on our treaties with the Assyrian Empire or the horses we have. Hashem says, if you say that, then when you say that, I will heal them. I will heal them from their meshuvatam, their repeated sins. Meshuvatam over here is not like tshuva, their tshuva, but rather their repeated sins. Sometimes the fact that we repeatedly sin is called that we are shovav. We constantly go back to our sins. So Hashem says, I will heal that tendency to repeatedly sin. Ohaveim nedavam. And I will love them out of the, so to speak, the goodness of my heart. Nidava, I will volunteer to love them. Even if they're not fit for being loved. Because Hashem says, you know, the mere fact that you say, I've done wrong, that's not a reason to love you. That's a reason to stop hating you. A person says, you know, I'm sorry, I did wrong. You don't begin loving him for that. You say, okay, I won't hate you, I understand. You regret what you did. That's, you got to do positive in order to love someone. Hashem says, if you just stop sinning and repent, I will love them, I will volunteer to love them, even though that's beyond the call of duty, so to speak. Ki shav'api mimenu. What's the reason behind it? Because my anger has receded from them. When I don't have anger at them, so the default is I love them. That's something to remember. If you really love a person, then if they did something to anger you, once they've rectified what angered you, you should be back to the default, back to the state of loving them. Okay. Hashem says, my love will not cease from them, just as the dew never ceases from the world. I will be like dew upon the people of Israel. Yifrach kashoshana, and they will blossom like a rose. V'yachshov
hashav. This pasuk also in Perek Shira every morning. Good to read in Perek Shira, in Song of Creation.
Yafe. Ve'yachshov hashav kalevanon, and his roots will spread. his roots will spread like the roots of the great cedar trees in Lebanon. Yelechu yonikotav v'hichazayit hodo v'reach lo kalevanon. His branches will spread to a distance. His glory will be like an olive tree. The olive tree throughout the year. You guys notice the olive trees always have luscious leaves. The leaves of the olive tree never dry out. And the smell of the Jewish people will be like Lebanon, which has great grasses and trees that cause a great smell. So Hashem says, the Jewish people, when they do tshuva, I will bless them with all different forms of blessing. They'll have sustenance, they'll spread, they'll have glory. These are borrowed terms. Hashem says, I will be like dew upon them and they will blossom like the rose. They'll have roots like the cedar trees. They'll have branches. They'll be lush like the olive tree. They'll have a smell like Lebanon. So these are all allegories. The idea is I'll give them a multitude of blessings. Yashuvu yoshevei v'tzilo yichayu dagan v'yifrichu chagafen. Those who return and take cover in their shade, in the shade of Hashem, So they will have calm, they will have tranquility. Yashuvu comes from the word b'shuva v'nachat. They will have tranquility, they will have peace. Yoshevei v'tzilo, those that sit in God's shade. Yechayu dagan v'yifrechu chagafen, they will be able to sustain themselves peacefully, like just like grain is the basic sustenance that feeds a person, they'll have what they need. V'yifrechu, and they'll blossom chagafen like a grape tree, like a grapevine. Zicho kiyein levanon. And whenever someone mentions them, they'll mention them in a positive way, the way people mention the great wine of Lebanon. They always mention that great wine. You know, there are different wines that when people say them, you know they're referring to something positive. Cabernet Sauvignon, what's it called? Yeah. Okay. Ephraim maliod la'atzabim. When Ephraim reaches the point that they say, why should I turn to my idol worship? Why should I turn to those idols? Ani aniti va'ashurenu. Then Hashem says, I will respond, I'll give them whatever they ask of me. Va'ashurenu, and I'll look at them. Ashur, to shur, in Aramaic means to look. Ani kivrosh ra'anan, mimeni periha nimtza. Hashem says, Ani kivrosh ra'anan, I will be like a lush, brosh is a type of tree, like a lush birosh, that when it's lush, you could bend it all the way down to its roots and it doesn't break. I don't know. I don't know which tree. The brosh is a tree.
Brosh is cypress.
Okay, I don't know if you say so. So Hashem says, so too I will be like that tree that can be bent down. I will, so to speak, bend myself over to you. Look at what you need. Nimeni periyecha nimtza. And whatever fruits, whatever success you need, will all be found for me. I'll give you all the blessings you need. Mi chacham v'yavenele navon v'yeda'em. The Navi concludes his words and says, now at the conclusion of the rebuke, I'm telling you what good awaits those who go in Hashem's ways. Mi chacham, whoever is smart, yavenele, will understand the words I'm saying. Navon, if he has understanding, yeda'im, he will take note to know the ways of Hashem. Ki yesharim darchei Adonai, v'tzadikim yelechuvam, ufoshim yikashiluvam. That the ways of Hashem are straight. There is nothing crooked about the ways of Hashem. And tzaddikim, those who are righteous, yelchubam, they could go in, in God's ways and they don't stumble because God's ways are straight. So a tzaddik, someone who's straight himself, he finds that path natural. It's an easy path to go on. V'poshayim, but people who they try to harm other people, they try to hurt other people, they don't go the correct path. So when they're told this is the way of the Torah, they feel like, what a crooked path I'm being given. They see the path as contradictory to their lifestyle because they are poshim. They are hurtful to other people. And so Hashem says, you have to know, I'm telling you what's straight. I'm telling you what's right. If it doesn't sound straight to you, that means there's something crooked about you. Yesharim darchei Hashem. The ways of Hashem are straight. And they, mi chacham v'yaven ele. Whoever is smart will understand that Hashem's ways are straight. And if we only make ourselves into tzaddikim, yelchuvam will be able to go smoothly on Hashem's path and find it pleasant. And this brings us to the conclusion of Sefer Hoshea, and we'll start right away the book of Yoel, as is our custom. We know from Simchat Torah, we just finished the Torah, we start Bereishis right away. We never stop because a pause is always a point of weakness. It's a point where the Yetzer Hara could hit. So we always say, I'm continuing, I haven't stopped. Yeah. So we start the book of Yoel right away. Dvar Adonai Asher Haya El Yoel Ben Petuel. The words of Hashem, the following prophecy that was given to the prophet Yoel ben Petuel. Chazal say that he was a descendant of Shmuel. His father's real name was not Petuel, but rather his father was Shmuel, and Yoel went in the ways of his father. His father was Petuel, he was Pita Lakel. He, so to speak, was able to entice God with his prayer. So Shmuel had a very strong power when it came to prayer. That's why he's called Pituel, the one who could, so to speak, entice God with his prayer. And Yoel was his son. Chazal tell us whenever we encounter a Navi, and it tells us his name and his father's name, that's an indication that he and his father were prophets. So Yoel ben Pituel is Yoel the prophet, the son of Pituel the prophet. Shimuzot hazekenim vehazinu kol yoshevei haaretz hehayet hazot bimecheim v'im bimei avotecheim. And this is what Ariel was asking in the beginning of class. The prophecy about the great locust that will attack is the prophecy that we will see in the beginning of the book of Yoel. We will Be'ezrat Hashem start the book again next week and run through the book of Yoel Be'ezrat Hashem. Mazal tov.